friends. This is Joe Franks. It's Thursday, December 9th, and I get to share a thought from God's Word with you again on this blog. I hope you're enjoying these when they come out every week. If you want to, you can subscribe. Send it to some friends if it's worth their while. I just want to somehow figure out a way to encourage you every single week. During this Christmas season, we know the different stories, the stories of Joseph and Mary, the wise men. I have no clue what's going on with some of that stuff. Like, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. I don't know where that fits in the Christmas story. But there is also this tale that I preached on last week. I say tale. I shouldn't have said that. It's a true story, a historical account when angels met with shepherds in the field. Let me read it to you. It's in Luke chapter 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Before receiving the good news, these shepherds who were abiding their flock by night on the fields, they were, by and large, inconsequential nobodies. In the eyes of their neighbors, their occupation was not highly desired. No one wanted their child to grow up to be a sheep herder. Most people thought they were pretty unimpressive people. These shepherds were also ecclesiastical outsiders. They were deemed dirty, unclean men. They didn't have time to go through all the purification rites, so they really weren't welcomed in the midst of a holy congregation. If you're a religious, holy person, you kind of keep such people at an arm's distance. Additionally, we see that they are fear-filled sinners. That night when the unnamed angel shows up and they're visited by God's holy messenger, this is not comfortable for them. In the presence of the glory of the Lord, in the presence of God's divine messenger, God's representative, they are consumed with fear. But everything changed when they heard the good news. The angel reports, a baby had been born in Bethlehem. His name was Jesus. He was the Messiah. He was the Lord. And there was good news because the Lord had not come, at least in this round, to act as judge, jury, and executioner. No, Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord, had arrived in Bethlehem because he was the Savior. He had come to rescue his friends from all their sins. And so what was the consequence or the result of hearing this good news? These shepherds were affected internally. They discovered they were dear to God. More than that, they weren't outsiders. They were invited to draw near and approach the very Son of God. They were given instructions on how to find him. And so inwardly affected, I think, by the Holy Spirit, they take off with great haste. Why? They can't wait to worship, glorify, laud, honor. I even use the word enjoy. The lover of their souls. This was good news of great joy. So friends, this is us. In our natural condition, we may not be shepherds, but we are unimpressive, unclean, and unholy. And fear is the beginning of wisdom. But we hear the good news. We have been foreloved by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and regenerated by the Spirit. All three members of the Godhead have loved us. We have a perfect priest who has accumulated all our righteousness. He's paid all of our sin debt, and he prays for us without ceasing. Oh, we have good news. We have a perfect prophet who continually shows up in our own personal devotions, and we gather for the preaching of God's word where he gives us counsel and guidance. We have a priest, we have a prophet, we have a perfect king who holds the world in his hands, has special affection for us, and loves us to the end. Therefore, It's time to smile, sing, pray, give, read, learn, worship, repent, laud, honor, glorify, and enjoy God. If your worship is not enjoyable, then you do not understand the good news of great joy. And someone is presenting to you some other doctrine, but it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. So rejoice today. And then find your place with God's family this coming Sunday. It's a lot of fun to rejoice by yourself. It's quite a good time to enjoy with your particular family. But why not have a party with your brothers and sisters in the faith where that mystic sweet communion is found? And every single Sunday, groups of Christians gather to enjoy worshiping God. Don't miss out. God enjoys you enjoying him.